This is Greg Olson, and I'm thrilled to introduce my new podcast, TE1. TE1 will chronicle a 60-year evolution of the tight end position, from its origins as an obscure, overlooked blocking role to the versatile superstar position that it is today. I'll explore the evolution of the position through conversations with some of the all-time game-changing tight ends. And just like the incredible tight ends we sit down with on my new show, the Chevy Silverado is in a league of its own. This truck is all about grit, strength, and dependability. The same attributes it takes to be a tight end.
And we are coffee chocked full. What is up, folks? Hope you're all doing well. Welcome back, as per usual, to the brand new Esports Rewind podcast. Hello, Zane.
Hello, hello, Jake. You know, I feel like the audience should appreciate how much we're struggling this morning. You were like spiking your coffee with some Red Bull inside it.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying. Yeah. Yeah, it's a heck of a week. If you guys don't know, Esports Rewind podcast, each and every week we recap the craziest stuff in gaming esports for all of you guys. It is 1 week pre-recorded, just so all of you know as well. And I did spike my coffee with some Red Bull because why not?
Give yourself a little extra kick. Yeah. You know? Put that pep in your step.
So before we hit it, you want to slap with that intro and then we'll get running with these crazy stories?
Sounds great to me. As always, guys, don't forget you can find the audio version of the podcast as part of the Prediction Esports Talk Show Network. That's PREDICTION on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you like to enjoy your podcast. Shout out to our audio listeners. We appreciate you tuning in.
Yeah, so ready to kick it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's get it rolling there, folks. And the first one we're talking about this morning, Zan, man, you know, I know every podcast we say this, but esports and gaming certainly is crazy. Yeah. I think you and me got in on this probably the right time as of this past week.
Ain't we that have
a pretty big scandal. Now, I can't wait for us to cover some happier news, some better news, but still controversy usually, you know, brings in some great debates. With it, we're talking about a CSGO and potentially Valorant scandal. Again, it's a pre-recorded podcast here, guys. Some things might be brought to light after this recording. But as of right now, we have the Esports Integrity Coalition from the CSGO side of things now investigating potentially 15 different cases of match fixing and ESEA Mountain Dew League and Counter-Strike, and now variety of pro players, both I can say from Valorant and Counter-Strike, coming out and not necessarily saying, you know, foolproof, but saying that, okay, there are people involved with this CSGO match fixing now competing in Valorant. This next week or two or month is going to be absolutely insane. My question for you, and it's very subjective, is should these CSGO pros who are now in Valorant, who potentially did do bad things like match fixing in CSGO, should that punishment follow them to their new game?
That's a good question. And who knows, really? I think that's kind of up to Riot in how they want the future health of their game to, you know, really last. I think Riot should definitely be keeping a closer eye on those individuals, but I don't think they should necessarily be punished.
Really?
I don't know. I'm kind of two minds on this, partially because it's the Esports Integrity Coalition, whatever. Come on, what are they ever done?
Are they
even like, does it even matter that they're doing investigations? It's like,
this is probably the biggest thing they'll ever partake in or have in, you know, since their establishment. I will say the first time I actually heard their name was when they dealt the punishment out to Forsaken from CSGO. I think they gave him like a 4 or 5 year ban. I don't think they were the ones, obviously he was caught live on stage.
Yeah.
They jumped in afterwards. They're like, yeah. He was caught, and we're going to ban him, too.
Yeah, they got the layup, and they just came in, like, knocked the ball in the hoop, and it was like, you know.
So that's the last time I heard about the ESIC. But with now, ESIC, if you guys don't know, are also getting involved with the spectating bug for CSGO, and this is going to be some of their biggest investigations. I'm actually leaning towards the side of, yes, that punishment should follow you, especially if it's a recent, which this will be.
If it's recent, then.
Yeah, these will be likely 2019 and 2020 in the last year. A match fixing. So in that case, you know, either it comes down to Riot, it comes down to the organizations. I don't think Valve has, you can't really cross over games, right? With those punishments.
Yeah, you can't.
It's kind of weird though. We're in this time. And again, it's very debatable. It's very subjective. What you guys think, feel free to do so. It's weird to see we're in a point in time where people are arguing, yes, they should have punishments crossover, or no, they shouldn't. Either way, one of the biggest match-fixing scandals set to reveal sometime soon. We'll see if these pros are punished between the two esports.
All right, Jake, this is one that I know hasn't really crossed your desk yet because it comes from the FTC.
Okay, you're right.
So I'll lead in with a question here. How do you feel about rage quitters?
Complicated.
Not a fan?
Complicated question. Rage quitters. I love rage quitters when I'm playing against them. That's the freaking best, dude. You're in a 5v5, all of a sudden, enemy just leaves the game. You're like, yo, GG's. But when it's on your team, one of the worst feelings ever.
It's
split.
A nightmare. Ruins games. Although I do agree that it's... When somebody rage quits when you're playing against them and they send you the message afterwards, like the super salty, that's the best.
I won.
Yeah.
Rarely happens. I rarely win. Anyway, where are you going with this?
Anyway, so in Dragon Ball FighterZ, the company has announced a new policy for rage quitters. Of course, fighting games are a little bit more, you know, contentious with rage quitting because they are 1v1, so it is a little bit more...
It's a bit different.
Yeah. A little bit more important if somebody leaves that match midway through. But they announced that from now on, rage quitters will get a 1-week ban from online play.
Wow.
If they do it a couple times. And then if they continue beyond that, they're banned indefinitely.
Okay, indefinitely being it's going to be...
Basically forever.
Yeah, because that's an undefined period of time in case you guys... I've always, for the longest time, dude, I thought indefinitely meant infinitely.
It may as well, to be fair.
Yeah. but I will say, from my own personal experience, I think CSGO does this with griefing. So if you're killing teammates, doing that kind of thing, after two offenses, it can be permanent.
Really?
I don't necessarily, again, different environments, cases. but that's, wow, that is certainly a way to get you not to rage quit and finish out your games, which
is
probably going to be effective.
Yeah, I think it should be good for the game, theoretically, long term. It's just such a weird situation because the online is, that's the entire game at this point, you know, especially for something like a fighting game. You don't want to just play against the AI forever. That's boring as heck.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't, I personally, you have to see how it plays out.
Yeah,
we can only
have
so many thoughts on it. But again, correlation to other games out there, I think it makes a bit of sense. Mm-hmm. Certainly once you see those rules, I don't think you're going to be rage quitting.
Right. Which, yeah, I 100% agree. It's not like League of Legends where, like, you know, I kind of agree with rage quitting in League to an extent.
Which it probably happens most in League because we've seen a lot of stories that we can't even cover about Toxic League and, of course, AFK and the Fountain kind of thing.
Yeah, and those matches are so long and it's pretty easy to like find out like within 5 minutes of starting the match, we're going to lose.
Yeah, so
I'm just wasting a bunch of time there. But fighting game matches are only like 120 seconds.
Okay, so totally different. Yeah, so you shouldn't. Again, I'm not from the FGC, so don't blame me. I would say you shouldn't be rage quitting. You got so many other games out there that got to wait it out. It's CSGO, League, a lot of other games out there. You got to wait probably 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah,
well, not
necessarily
with League.
That's
a
time commitment.
But Counter-Strike, like once you know you're going to lose, you're going to suffer through it. So we'll see how this works out. Indefinite bans for rage quitting. It's Sunday, and they're coming back to the NFL with NFL Sunday Ticket.tv. You can stream every live out-of-market NFL game every Sunday afternoon on your favorite devices, plus Red Zone and DirecTV Fantasy Zone channels. Never miss your favorite teams or favorite players. No matter where you live, NFL Sunday Ticket.tv is your key to the most glorious Sundays ever. Use the promo code BLUEWIRE at checkout to get 15% off your subscription. Visit NFL Sunday Ticket.tv and use promo code BLUEWIRE. And also, guys, you've counted on restaurants. Now they're counting on you. And while their dining rooms may be closed, they're still open for delivery with DoorDash. DoorDash is the app that brings you the food you're craving right to your door, and ordering is easy. Open the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and your food will be left safely outside your door with a new contactless delivery drop-off setting. We use DoorDash at the office all the time to get lunch from people like Chipotle, Wendy's, and hundreds of other options. Many of your favorite local restaurants are still open for delivery, too. Just open the DoorDash app, select your favorite local spot, and your food is on its way. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off with zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and use code BLUEWIRE. That's $5 off and your zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code BLUEWIRE. Don't forget that's code BLUEWIRE for $5 off your first order with DoorDash. And now, back to the next topic.
All right, Jake. We're about to get a little spicy up in here. We're about to get a little walking on the edge.
I like the grin you're giving me, bro.
Let's talk about ESPN real quick.
Oh, my God. You're not doing this.
We're going there.
Holy frick. I did not expect you to go here.
Yeah, I know you didn't. That's why I want to hit you with the curveball.
I am so glad you're doing this. All right. You know, let me preface by saying we love our competitors, okay? Competition breeds excellence. It breeds a lot of other things in this scene, and competition is great.
Yeah, and ESPN they do a lot of good work in a lot of ways.
There are a lot of people at the ESPN esports team that we respect. They do great work. There are some things that have been done in recent times that maybe caused a bit of controversy.
Maybe they should have thought twice.
Hit me with this. Let's talk about it.
All right, boys. So basically, the situation kicked off literally yesterday when they posted, ESPN posted an image about their new show called, what is it, Wake Up World?
Wake Up World, some of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Basically ripping off Ovalle May's concept, Good Morning Esports.
Ovalle, come on, man.
I'm sorry, my guy.
It's all good.
I'm sorry, Ovalle. I'll be better about that, but yeah, but yeah, right down to the color scheme, it was nuts how blatant this was when ESPN could have just, you know, sponsored her or made some kind of partnership or just done something,
yeah,
a little different, just change the color scheme. I think that would have, if they just done
that was probably the most egregious part. Yeah, let me first touch on Jacob Wolf even played right into this teaming up kind of against ESPN Esports because he added them the next day and goes, yo, I thought of some other concepts for your show.
Yeah.
And he was linking other shows that already had done, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, tons of league people out there, content creators, as well as LEC, LCS talent have backed Ovalle on this. And I will say, to your point, yes, the color scheme made it all the worse, especially because in recent times, Ovalle had already her own morning show. Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Good morning, esports.
You kind of threw me off because I was going to do this for a video, had not fully researched it, so I do apologize. Ovalle had something very similar in the works in recent times. People thinking pretty much ESPN saw that, ripped it off, and kind of a common space for ESPN Esports is they've had that core team for quite some time. Mm-hmm. They might have some people come on every now and again, but not shelling out the real cash to maybe, you know, do this show with Ovalle or have her on permanently. So instead, what people are calling it is ripping it off instead. So certainly very controversial. I will play the other side as well.
Oh, really?
The idea,
devil's advocate.
The idea that Ovalle had and ESPN Esports had this kind of morning show for esports.
Yeah, I know where you're going. It's not super unique.
It's not original in itself. Yeah. That's what a lot of people are arguing, but that's not the case here that we're bringing up. We are bringing up the fact that ESPN likely saw Ovalle doing this and were like, oh, instead of inviting her on with ESPN Esports to do some kind of mashup and collab, let's rip it and the color scheme and the concept without, you know, giving really any credit. So that's where the main issue is.
Yeah, very, very true. And I'll play devil advocate right alongside you real quick. We don't know that the person who made the imagery even saw what Ovalle had done, you know?
Ovalle.
I'm sorry.
Dude.
I'm sorry. Ovalle. I got you. Anyway, it could have just been some designer who was just told, oh, we're doing a Wake Up World show, make us a thing, and then just, you know, like we said, it's not a super unique concept. That design concept has already been out there, so they could have just gone for that. But you know, it's unfortunate because if it was a little bit less blatant, I don't think people would have an issue with it, you know, because I think ESPN definitely could have a pretty good show concept there for Worlds. But, you know, it's a shame. It's a real shame to see.
There's a lot I won't say because, again, we like ESPN. I like Ovalle, what she's doing. Both produce some great work. It is interesting to see ESPN, known for their main sports backing, right? Not shelling out near as much with the esports side.
Right, right.
And of course, not really wanting this rapid expansion, apparently. And so that it leads to cases like this where it just seems...
Yeah, the esports side of ESPN does feel very low budget in certain aspects.
I didn't want to say it, and yeah, I think I think people have noticed that. Either way, this controversy hopefully going to... you know, be forgotten about in the coming weeks. And I'm surprised because you have people like Jacob Wolf, like pretty much just mocking ESPN for what they did.
Which is probably the best approach. You may as well lean
100%.
In. 100%.
Lean in. But ESPN hasn't at the point of us recording, has not even apologized
yet. They haven't even made a statement about it, which is very surprising.
At this point, we know if we had this kind of controversy, just come out, say sorry.
No, yeah. We'd just be like, oh, our bad, guys. We, you know.
Man, we're probably next, dude. We're going to do this, and then it's going to be so hypocritical of us. But for now.
For now, we're safe.
Yeah. Either way, ESPN Esports does some great work. So does Ovalle May. Check them both out. The controversy, though, yeah, we're calling out our competition.
Be better, guys.
And in gigantic news out there, I would say overseen by a lot of our audience, but still going to have some big repercussions in the mobile market, but as well as just, you know, PUBG in general. And now we have some additional information out there about some new games popping up as well. It's going to be pretty crazy. In case you guys missed it this last week, India has now gone ahead and banned PUBG Mobile. Like you have told me, they might as well ban PUBG because PUBG Mobile was the only real dominant version in India. And the Asian market, by the way, dominated by India. I mean, there are at least two esports organizations, very premier organizations, TSM and Fnatic, who had PUBG Mobile rosters from India. There's an upcoming PUBG Mobile League for the Pro League. The Southeast Asian region, by the way, 24 teams, 17 stem from India. I think, what was it, tens and tens of millions of downloads and players from the scene as well.
Yeah, over 50 million, I believe.
It's just pretty crazy to see. Out of nowhere, people thinking this is because of some conflict between China and India.
Yeah, there was an incursion.
Yes, potentially soldiers murdered. And that China being involved with Indian soldiers being murdered is the kind of the lead speculation out there. And of course, Tencent, China, that is why India is trying to get back at China, aka Tencent, by banning PUBG Mobile, who is backed by Tencent.
Alongside a bunch of other apps as well. I believe the full list was 118 apps made by Chinese companies.
Yeah, it was a lot. And at the point of us recording, I know we said that a lot. I think Tencent shares are now down like $34 billion in valuation.
Yeah, that's the last number I saw. It is nuts. And it makes all the sense in the world because that is such a big market for them to be kicked out of.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Yeah, and I think I have this name correct, but man, correct me if I'm wrong. I believe it's Akshay Kumar. He's actually a Bollywood actor, one of the highest paid actors in the entire world. Mm-hmm. You look at this top list, of course, people like The Rock are up there. This guy makes more acting in this past year than Will Smith, Adam Sandler, Jackie Chan. Like he's a top 10 paid actor across the entire world as a Bollywood star, and he's now starting his own game, not PUBG, but Fauji.
But let's be real here. That game's probably going to be trash.
Dude, I'm just saying.
What game made by any actor?
We haven't seen any.
Decent.
We don't know that.
I can say this.
Dude.
A lot of Indian developers, after PUBG was banned, they came out saying, it's fine, guys. Our esports scene, our industry is still going to be thriving. It's still going to be popping. You know, no worries. It's for the best that PUBG goes away. It gives us more space to innovate. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, all the games that they put forward as alternatives are
I will say,
very not good.
This gives a lot of room for a game like Free Fire to keep on taking off. And it was weird to see pretty much all the content creators and pros that I saw from the Indian scene were okay with PUBG Mobile being banned, which was baffling.
Well, I think part of that is probably like we talked about previously on the podcast is how much of an issue, like a societal problem, PUBG addiction has become.
But even
like,
PUBG
is a death count in
India. But the nationalism there, I did not expect that. I did not expect pros and top creators out there to be like, yeah, we'll move on. Like, if it's best for our nation, we'll move on. Yeah. I don't think that would happen for America. I don't want to speak for everyone, but that would not be the case here. Yeah. We would be up in arms.
There would be riots.
If CSGO or League of Legends got banned.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a special place. You know, love from India is the comments we usually get from there. They're the nicest people, at least in our comment section. And so now to see at least, you know, one of the richest actors in the entire world have a chance with some sort of, I don't want to say ripoff. It's almost comedic at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy has almost 40 million followers on Twitter alone. It will get some traction. He's also giving a portion of proceeds back to the Indian Army, I believe. Which plays into the issue as to why PUBG was even banned in the first place. So it's very smart. It's very tactical the way he's going about these things. Will it be successful? I can't speak.
The game will do well. Yeah.
At least at first, right?
Yeah.
Either way, it's been a very interesting case to see how, I mean, it's just 2020. This is least of our worries, but it's still gigantic, you know?
Yeah, I'm just really hurting for how this is like kind of negatively affected the growth of the esports industry from India, because I think PUBG Mobile was the game that really put India on the global stage when it came to esports. And whatever comes up next, nobody's going to be really like, you know, and the rest of the world is going to care too much if they're going to have a really competitive Free Fire roster, you know, or a Fauji roster, you know.
I would agree with that. I think this definitely, the banning of PUBG Mobile, you know, maybe it is the right choice, whatever you guys feel about that, but it will hinder the scene.
Yeah.
I think for a short period of time, unfortunately so, India was put in the limelight for CSGO and one of the biggest cheating scandals of all time. They took a dip back, but PUBG Mobile, I mean, we see top organizations that you and me actually know and you guys actually know signing PUBG Mobile rosters. And yes, some have Free Fire rosters, and you know, we see a lot of these, but you don't hear about them near as much.
Yeah, definitely not. I mean, I'll tell you right now, if somebody sent us a Free Fire press release, that's probably the lowest priority on our list.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately.
I would sadly agree with that. We're going to wait announcements for what's going to happen with all of these former pros and what scene they'll move to. We'll wait for TSM and Fnatic what they'll do next. But PUBG Mobile is banned in India. What takes off next in that scene? Who knows? And as per usual, we hope you guys all enjoy the Esports Rewind Wad West. We really do appreciate you guys this past week. I mean, week in, week out, all of you guys watching. Seriously, I mean, I think we set records every week for DMs we get from you guys. I swear, half the videos we upload come from you guys sending me stuff. So
yeah, the support is really, really and truly appreciated. So thank you to everybody.
It does not happen without you guys. We are currently approaching 300,000 subscribers, which is just, I mean, it's absolutely nuts to think where
it's
we are.
It's wild to like even imagine that number. 300,000 people, my God.
I mean, like, it's crazy. You know, either way, we really do appreciate you guys. Thank you all for supporting us in this little venture of ours in esports and gaming. Zan, you want to hit him with that outro?
Yeah, let's do it. You know, thank you all for tuning in. Like Jake said, we really, really like your support does mean the world to us. As always, if you'd like to listen to the Esports Rewind podcast on the go, on your phone, like, you know, really just like if you're driving along, you'd like to hear the dulcet tones of Jake's voice in your ear, check us out on iTunes and Spotify as part of the Prediction Esports Talk Show Network. Tons of other great esports podcasts there as well, so by all means, go check us out. We appreciate all of our audio listeners as well. Thank you for tuning in. If you'd like some more daily esports news, be sure to check us out on YouTube at Esports Talk. We've got a website as well, esportstalk.com, where we talk about a lot of the news that we don't get to cover on the channel. And we also find us on social media. Reach out, leave us a comment, a message, share a story, anything. Our DMs are always open. You can find us on Twitter at esports_talk and on Instagram at talk_esports. We appreciate all of y'all. Love y'all. You know, Jake, you have anything you would like to leave the good people with?
Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you back here next week, same time, with the Esports Rewind podcast. Take care, fellas.
Thanks for tuning in.
And ladies. Frick. And finally, guys, the wait is over. Football is back. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get on every possible chance to win with this season. From game spreads and totals to team player and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get on in their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, division, and championship futures all day, every day. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE on BetOnline.ag. That's Blue Wire, all one word, BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.